Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house on this Easter Sunday as we remember the Lord's resurrection from the tomb. I want to draw your attention to the book of Acts and our call to worship this morning. In the book of Acts, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is referred to 26 times in 28 chapters. It is the central theme of Peter's message there at Pentecost. It's the central theme of Paul's message in Acts chapter 13. And I want to draw your attention to just a few verses of Scripture here, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher, but God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, and that he hath raised up Jesus again. As it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. The promise of the Scriptures, the covenant promises to Israel, the promises to the Gentiles, the promises to the church, are all wrapped up in the truth of the resurrection. Most people believe that the book of Acts is not a doctrinal book, but rather simply a historical narrative, and that is true in many ways. But there is a central doctrine that is communicated from chapter 1 all the way through the end of the book, and that is the doctrine of the resurrection. It is brought up over and over and over again because it is the central truth upon which Christianity rests. If he is not risen, we are without hope. We would be preaching a false truth to just simply refer to, oh, he died on the cross. Well, if he had not risen from the dead, there would be no life to come. There would be no everlasting life or eternal life, because the resurrection truth is the heart and soul of eternal life. He is alive. He is at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and for me this morning. And that wonderful truth is the seal and approval of God that you and I have life after death. That there is a rapture, that there is life after death, and that we're going to have a new body like unto his glorious body. Folks, that's the good news. If it's only this life, that's not very good news. We live in a life of turmoil and trouble. You think about what's going on in Libya today and all of the fighting and the bloodshed that's been going on there over the past several weeks. And you would ask those people, is it worth it? Is it worth all the bloodshed and the dying for what they're doing? Some would say yes, but others would say, no, it's not worth it. You see, if it's only this life, folks, there's not much to it. But the promise is that there is life with Christ, and that there is life in Christ. And if you're here this morning on this Resurrection Sunday and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, my plea to you is to trust in the resurrected Lord, to call upon his holy name. He has his righteousness to bestow upon you. Leave your righteousness at home. Leave your righteousness where it belongs, in the garbage pit of life, because it's worthless. You need to reach out for his righteousness from the hands of the resurrected Lord and receive his righteousness and know salvation full and free, and you will know life eternal. And you will know Jesus Christ who gives life, and you will spend all eternity with him. Folks, that's the blessed hope. That's the joyous message of truth. That there is life in Jesus Christ, but you must turn to him. You must quit clinging to what you call life, let go of that, and receive his gift of righteousness, which is life everlasting. That's the hope. That was the message that Peter preached to the Jew at Pentecost. That was the message that Paul preached here with Barnabas at his side as he communicated that message in the synagogue to the Jews and Gentiles that were gathered there. It was the message that's preached all through the book of Acts, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's the message that we preach today. May God work in your heart today. May the Holy Spirit of God draw you, if you are lost, to the saving knowledge of resurrection life.